With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Film kicks off online streaming of the winners from this year's Shorts Fest. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
COVID-19 shutdowns coincided with Aspen Film's annual Shorts Fest in March, pushing the festival online. However, not all films were streamed for the virtual event. Aspen Film's executive and artistic director, Susan Rubel, says she thinks the online viewing platform will give this year's winners a wider audience.
If we were to be hosting a live festival at the Wheeler, it's really only for people who are here. So the benefit of this was that we were able to access people around the country.
Viewers can access the films between today and Monday and can watch them back to back or in segments over the 4-day period. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The American Healthcare Association says it would cost $15 million to test every nursing home resident and staff member in the Mountain West for COVID-19. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Ideally, the CDC recommends testing all staff and residents of a nursing home if there's a new confirmed case. It also recommends follow-up testing until there are no new cases for 2 weeks straight. The American Healthcare Association is an industry group that represents most nursing homes in the U.S. It based its $15 million estimate on each test costing $150. Prices do vary, though, with some significantly lower. But the group says testing all residents and staff on any kind of regular basis would be prohibitively expensive without more state and federal support. In Denver, researchers tested staff at a handful of nursing homes and found that about 12% of them had the virus but no symptoms. The Colorado State University team said that suggests asymptomatic staff could be the spark igniting some of the nursing home outbreaks. The researchers now plan to test residents and staff at 25 nursing homes across the state every week for 2 months. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
State health officials are investigating three possible cases of a new illness in children that appears to be caused by the new coronavirus. Scott Franz has more.
Doctors at Children's Hospital Colorado say a fever and severe abdominal pain are the most common symptoms of multisystem inflammatory syndrome, and that it can appear weeks after a child is exposed to the virus. Governor Jared Polis says the illness is rare, but the state is taking the risk seriously.
While the syndrome is, again, seldom fatal, it often requires clinical intervention, and it can cause lasting heart damage as well.
Polis does not expect the illness to affect the plans to reopen schools in the fall. Citing privacy concerns, the state did not provide any details about the three cases of the syndrome it is investigating. Health officials did say parents should call a doctor if their child has red eyes, lips, or rashes in addition to the other symptoms. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Westbound I-70 through Glenwood Canyon will be closed intermittently today for construction. CDOT says crews are working to replace lighting in No-Name Tunnel. Closures will happen 30 minutes at a time. Traffic stops will resume next Tuesday, May 26th, and will continue through the end of June. Crews will also be updating stormwater management infrastructure. Proposed new state rules would allow restaurants to reopen if they follow strict guidelines to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Those include having all employees wear face masks and gloves. Indoor seating would be allowed only if tables could be at least 8 feet apart. Bars would have to stay closed. The state is looking for feedback before finalizing the rules. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.